Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Oh, Nelly, back at it again. Thanks for joining us. I am your host, Rick Saratella, and you are tuned into a very special edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Tonight, I am joined by Iowa offensive lineman Dace Richardson on the NFL Draft Bible Hotline, and we're going to welcome him into the show and get right into it. Dace, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Rick?
Doing good, and we are now 9 days away from the 2010 NFL Draft. Does that send chills through your body when you hear that?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little nervous. You know, we've been training since January, and now it's only a week away, so it's definitely on my mind.
Well, let's start there. Take us back. Let's go back to January and take us through the draft process for Dace Richardson, and tell us what it's been like for you.
Well, it all started after our Orange Bowl win. You know, we got a little late start than everyone else because we played in January. But once the game was over, we just I went back to Iowa and started training with my training coach, Coach Doyle, Chris Doyle, and we've been just training for about 6 weeks for the combine. And for me, I was just getting back healthy because during the season I ended up getting injured, so I was slowly working myself back so I could be ready for the combine and our pro day.
Yeah. Now you mentioned you were coming back from an ankle injury, I believe, and you battled back in time to play in the Orange Bowl. And not only that, Dace, you were selected first team Big Ten selection by the coaches, and as you mentioned, you missed some time due to injury this past year, and you actually only played in just 3 conference games and still earned all conference. That's quite a feat, and I think that goes noticed by the coaches in the Big Ten. So how does that make you feel?
Oh, I was definitely honored when I was when I heard that I received this award. You know, my friends found out before I did because I didn't even think I was going to win anything because I only played in 3 conference games, and I thought they would, since I got hurt, none of them were going to be paying attention. But when I found out, I felt tremendously honored, and I'm glad that they saw what I was doing on the film, and they thought I was doing really well.
Okay, we're joined by Dace Richardson, the offensive lineman from the University of Iowa here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight. And Dace, very versatile, especially this past year. You started off at right tackle, and then Kyle Callaway, your teammate who's also coming out in this year's draft, he was coming off an injury. And then when he came back, you moved to left guard for 4 games. And then the emergence of Riley Reiff, they shifted you to right guard. So talk about your versatility along the offensive line, something I'm sure NFL teams are going to value, but just talk about your versatility. And I think that speaks volumes about you being a team player as well and being able to adapt and switch positions like that.
Yep. Just like you said, Coach Ferentz came to me. They had some issues on the offensive line, and I told them, you know, wherever they need me, I'd be happy to play. And so for the first game, they moved me out to right tackle, and I did well with that. And then we had some issues in the inside after the first game, so they put me at left guard. And that was easy for me to pick up because all spring ball, that's what I was playing. And then they switched me, because we were still having problems, so they switched me to the right side, and I took care of that. And I my whole mindset was just, you know, coaches are going to see this on film, and they can see that I can play more than one position, and that's just going to, you know, help me at the next level because they expect, you know, they can only take so many linemen. So the fact that they could see me playing multiple positions, I felt like it was benefiting me and not hurting me. So
all right, we're talking to We got Dace Richardson here from the University of Iowa as he continues his path to the 2010 NFL Draft, 9 days and counting. Let's talk with the 2009. I should mention the 2009 Comeback Player of the Year for the Big Ten Conference this past season, Dace Richardson. And we're going to talk a little bit about some scouts talk here, Dace. And we always like to get, you know, a current height, weight, and 40 time. So if you could, why don't you keep bring us up to date on that?
Yeah, for our last pro day, my height was 6'05" and I think 3/4". And then my weight was 317. And then I ran a 5.6 140.
Okay, and at the pro day workout, did you speak to any NFL teams, and were they concerned at all with the 40 time? What was your explanation for that, and how did that work out for you?
Yeah, I talked with, you know, the Steelers, and the Falcons were there. No one really had issues with my 40, but I think they all know that I was coming off of my ankle injury, so I improved it from the combine. At the combine, I think I ran a 5.78, so I brought it down from those 3 weeks just from the rehab I was doing on my ankle, and if I had more time, it probably would have gotten down even more. And I think just from them looking at my numbers from the combine to the pro day just shows that, you know, the healthier I was getting, the more, the better my numbers were getting.
Okay, talking to Dace Richardson here, University of Iowa. Dace, I'm going to ask you to talk about your biggest strengths and then also the one area that you're working on improving.
I think my biggest strength right now is just my run blocking ability, just, you know, getting the leverage on the opposing defender and not giving up until the, you know, the play is over with. I like to try, you know, finish the players, you know, put them in the, I won't stop until they're, you know, on the ground. And I've been really working on, I felt, you know, during the season, my biggest key that I was working on was my pass pro. Sometimes I didn't focus getting my hands inside. I was opening my chest, giving my chest, and I felt like that was one of the things that I really needed to work on. And as the season went on and, you know, people started to notice me, that's when I was really starting to focus on getting my hands inside and keeping people off my chest.
Okay, we're talking to Dace Richardson here, University of Iowa. And Dace, you know, playing in the Big Ten, you guys have some fierce competition there. Who were, you know, maybe the toughest opponent, whether it be an individual player or an overall team? Who was your toughest opponent during your college career, and how did you fare?
I would say this past season going against, you know, Jared Odrick from Penn State, just mm-hmm. the atmosphere there and just, you know, going against him. He was by far the quickest lineman I went against. He was strong. He worked his hands very well. I felt like, you know, he did stuff like how NFL linemen do, you know, do stuff in the NFL. And I think, you know, I did pretty well against him. But, you know, he was probably the best guy I went against. He might have won some battles, but, you know, I think overall I did pretty well against him.
And how about if a NFL team were to ask you the best game tape to pick from this past season, which game would you tell them to go watch?
I'd probably say when we played Arizona, I went against two pretty good tackles, and I feel like I really had a good game, really good game against them, and I feel like that would be a good film for them to watch.
Dace Richardson here, University of Iowa offensive lineman on the NFL Draft Bible Hotline. And Dace, I want to give an opportunity to our listening audience to maybe get to know Dace Richardson a little bit away from the football field. What's one thing that people may not know about Dace Richardson, or maybe a hobby that you have?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry. Kind of went off.
What's one thing that maybe people don't know about Dace Richardson?
I guess, you know, that I'm just, you know, a kind person off the field. You know, a lot of people see us on the football field, and they see, you know, see us trying to knock the person on the ground and stuff like that. and some people are intimidated when they first meet me, but, you know, once they see me and see me smile, you know, they see the type of person I am. I'm a caring person off the field. You know, I just love, you know, making people happy, and that's just the type of guy I was raised to be. And, you know, when people see me and they, you know, get to know me, they say, you know, I'm a kind person, and I'm, you know, great person they met.
All right, Dace. We're winding down here. We like to do something towards the end of the interview called Three and Out, and it's a lighter side of things. Three quick questions here. Are you ready to run with it?
All right, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, first down, if you could choose any three dinner guests, past, present, or future, who would they be?
I would choose Michael Jordan, Jonathan Ogden, and LeBron James.
All right. Very, very interesting pedigree there. Hard to argue those choices. What second down, what would be on the Dace Richardson iPod at the current moment?
It'd probably be T-Vane. Reverse Cowgirl. I like T-Pain and his the music he comes out with.
Okay, there you go. Little T-Pain.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go third down with your Dace. Talking to Dace Richardson here. If you were on the show, America's Got Talent, and you were to showcase any one of your talents aside from your football skills, what would you showcase to the world?
I would probably be playing the saxophone because I played it growing up in middle school and in grade school. So I would probably do that as my talent.
Okay, there you have it. Little three and out from Dace Richardson there. And since we do have a quick minute here, I wanted to ask you about your father, Dace, because you do have some strong bloodlines in your family. Your father was actually in the same draft class as Lawrence Taylor as a member of the New York Giants, the 1981 draft class. Do you have a story maybe you could share with us quickly here?
Actually, I have no stories about that, really. I mean, my dad just tells me, you know, about the league and just, you know, be careful and be smart and keep your head on the swivel. So that's the only advice he's given me so far about that.
Well, it definitely helps to have somebody that's been there and done that and lean on them for some advice. And, hey, you got a great agency there, Dace, so best of luck to you. And I want to thank you once again for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. That was Dace Richardson from the University of Iowa, and you are tuned into the NFL Draft Bible. Log on now. Get your copy of the 2010 NFL Draft Bible now before it's too late. 9 days and counting, people.